Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Wrapping up another week here on the Kona Edge with Colin Cook. And today we are going to be talking all things biking on the Kona Edge. And Colin shares with us some of the things he's done on two wheels to get better and improve his Ironman performance. That's coming up in just a moment. And before we do that, though, let's head over to the Coach's Corner. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Doug Guthrie Personal Training. Doug has a passion for seeing people improve and succeed. A 14 times Ironman finisher, two of those on the Big Island, a USA T Level 1 certified coach, head coach of the YMCA tri-team, Doug has the unique ability to meet athletes wherever they are in their journey. His motivation comes from helping athletes improve and meet their goals at any skill level. As a self-coach, two times Kona qualifier and finisher, Doug's experience places him in the shoes of those training for their first sprint, to those who need to know what has to be adjusted in their plan to get them to the next level in order to qualify for the World Championships. Discover more about Doug, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching, and don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's set some biking now. We head back to the United States to catch up with Colin Cook. Colin, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Really enjoyed being here.
Colin, talk to me about your bike. Out of the three disciplines, the smack bang there in the middle, you're a very, very strong runner, but your bike's not half bad either.
Yeah, pretty happy with my bike, and definitely, you know, I would put it number two there, a strong number two, and I definitely enjoy riding and have a lot of fun with that.
I asked you the same question with the swim. Is this something that's just come about because of triathlon, or did you pot around on a bike as a kid growing up?
Actually, when I was a kid, I did have my BMX bike, and my parents never let me, but I always wanted to race BMX, and that never happened. But I did ride, I guess, you know, when I was, you know, real little, but then it definitely went on the wayside once you know, hockey really started picking up and things.
Is it something you thoroughly enjoy doing? Out of the three disciplines, it is the longest, and for most people, that's where they spend most of their time in training, and it does help if you dig it. Is it something you love doing?
For sure. Yeah, it's definitely something. I mean, it's got its highs and lows. You know, I can't say every time, you know, when you need to do that big, you know, long 5-6 hour Ironman ride that, you know, you're fully pumped for it. You know, and there's some challenges during that or whatnot, but, it's definitely for me, enjoyable, assuming, you know, you got some good conditions and things. And, I'm definitely one that likes to be outdoors when I can to train and, you know, enjoy the outdoors. Absolutely. When I'm out there, I do usually enjoy it.
Getting gains on the bike. What are some of the things you've done over time that you think has moved the needle for you?
No doubt, you know, training with a power meter is just vital. You know, it's from a training perspective, it's just huge. And, you know, as you're focusing on intervals and proper pacing and things like that, there's just no better tool to be able to make sure you're on, you know, course for what you're trying to do and achieve and whatnot.
What are you currently using?
Which bike?
He's one of those.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess it goes to prove that I do believe in power that much, that I do have a power meter, I think, on most of my bikes. I have one mountain bike. All my other bikes, actually, so I have Stages power meters on all of my non-triathlon bikes. You know, my main race bike does have actually an SRM power meter on it, but the other ones have Stages power meters, which I'm a pretty big fan of, and I think economically they're a great choice for people that are considering getting a power meter.
As far as, this is probably a tough question, the tri bike or power meter, like if somebody's starting out in the sport, they've got a road bike and they're thinking of, they've got enough budget to get one or the other, which way would you lean?
I think it may depend on the person a little bit, but I was actually having this conversation with a new client yesterday, and he's somebody with a road bike, and I recommend that he get a power meter as opposed to the tri bike.
Fantastic. You mentioned also that you love riding outdoors, but it does get quite chilly through the winter where you are, and it's not always possible to ride outdoors. Do you do much on the indoor trainer?
More than I'd like to admit, yes, for sure.
tell me about some of the things that, I mean, it does have its place. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I know guys that live and die by it, but it can be mindless at times. What are some of your favorite things to do on that indoor trainer?
I've definitely enjoyed Zwift. Zwift has been a huge, new addition that I think really makes spending time on the trainer, a lot more enjoyable. And you got to have your disciplines, and it's got its pros and cons for sure. Right. If you're supposed to be doing that recovery ride, and you can't let that guy that just passed you, go by, and you try and stay with him, then obviously you're deteriorating the value of that workout or the objective of that workout. But at the same time, the group rides and things, I've done some of those where they can really make you push, and definitely helps pass the time.
Favorite workout of all time? I mean, if you could do it over and over and over, what would it be?
I'm not sure necessarily the most enjoyable, but I'm a big fan. I've got this one workout, like 2.5 minutes at like 120% FTP with about 2.5 minute recovery. So do like 4 or 5 sets of those, and you may be close to tears at the end, but it's a great workout, and I think a very effective workout.
Close to tears and tasting blood, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah. Colin, thanks for joining us here on the Kona Airs today. Much appreciated. We look forward to talking about your bike next time.
All right. Thank you.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Thank you very much to Colin for sharing his biking tips with us here on the Kona Edge. And that's it for another edition and another week of the podcast. As always, I am Brad Brown. I love hearing from you, so make sure you reach out via social media. You can find us at The Kona Edge across pretty much all of them, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or you can reach out to me personally on email, brad@thekonaedge.com, or alternatively, you can touch base with me on social media as well. My handle's across all the platforms, @BigBradBrown. That's where you'll find me. Until Monday, have yourself a superb weekend. If you are racing, good luck. If you're training, good luck. If you're tapering, all the best with that too. I'm built for tapering. I'm going to be hopefully getting a couple of good training blocks in this weekend, and we'll chat again on Monday. Have yourself a good one. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.